line toll free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
Features on our site include the ability to actually control the content. We started the show out tonight with the number one article on our site. See, you get to vote on what it is that people submit to the website. You can submit things to the site as well, but if you want, you can just go there and vote on what's already there. Go to freetalklive.com. The more votes something gets from the upcoming stories page, where all the fresh stories are posted first, the more likely that story will make it to the front page of the site, and we'll be more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. We've been talking on and off throughout the night about the Christopher Dorner situation, and the execution of Christopher Dorner is what counterpunch.org has called it. Counterpunch's authors George Ciciarello, Maher, as well as Mike King writing this piece. We started out by sharing with you some of the basics about the situation with the police, establishing a perimeter, eventually keeping the media miles down the road, then ordering the police helicopters to no longer be flying over the scene, no longer transmitting live video of what was happening. They basically they kept the media out, and the media, you know, voluntarily complied with
these
requests.
Same old story, keeping the public in the dark and feeding them crap.
Right,
trying to grow mushrooms.
They even asked people to stop, demanded people online stop tweeting information about this for fear that Christopher Dorner would somehow receive some sort of confidential information through Twitter. And then we continue the story here at counterpunch.org. So they're talking about how the voluntary media blackout was in effect. The Twitter sphere, punctuated with a plethora of indignant and sharply worded refusals to comply with the police, became one of the only sources of developing news. What we know about what happened thereafter owes almost entirely to those who scoured the web for scanner feeds from the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department and intently followed the story that those feeds told. Shortly after 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the cabin was engulfed in flames.
Hero citizens, by the way.
The people that were
scanning the van and then recording it.
Well, first of all, you have to have the scanner hooked up, so thank goodness for the people that actually, scan these things and put them online, because that helps too. Because one person with a scanner sitting in his den isn't as useful as a listener as someone who's hooking their own scanner up to the internet and has a feed available for multiple people to listen to, which we actually do here in Keene with the Keene Police Department. You can see that over at freekeene.com. But anyway, so shortly after 4 p.m., the cabin was engulfed in flames, with CNN helicopters broadcasting plumes of black smoke from a distance of 5 miles. A single gunshot is reported from within the house. A narrative quickly emerged among
which doesn't make sense that you pointed out there was ammunition that went off in the house.
Well, it mentions the cache here in a moment. A narrative quickly emerged among the mainstream media, which we should recall was conspicuously absent from the scene, that police agencies had only deployed tear gas, and that perhaps Dorner himself had set the fire. And we reported one of those stories.
Isn't that kind
last
of what
night.
They say it was said at Waco? Oh, that's, yeah, they burned themselves up in a big blaze.
That is what they said. And so last night we had one of those stories with the claim about the tear gas. Oops, oh, we rolled some tear gas in and something caught fire. It was an accident. That was the story last night. And they're still saying today that it was an accident. Oh, well, we didn't intend to burn his house down, even though the radio traffic says something completely different. So, soon, what seems to be a cache of ammunition is exploding sporadically, but for those of us listening to the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department radio frequency, there was little question to what had occurred. Nearly a half hour prior, officers had referred to, quote, going ahead with the plan with the burner, unquote, and another adding that the plan was to, quote, back the bear down and deploy the burner through the turret, unquote. Live audio during the preceding shootout seems to confirm this intention. Soon, the message was straightforward and expected. Quote, seven burners have deployed, and we have a fire,
yep.
Unquote.
That's what they said. That's what I heard.
No surprise.
My mouth was sitting on my chest. I couldn't believe it.
No surprised tones here. No suggestion that the fire be extinguished. Because after all, if it was an accident, then, they'd want to do something to correct their mistake, right? In fact, there was the exact opposite. A female voice on the scanner repeatedly asks if the fire crews should be allowed to approach, and is told that it's not time yet, that we need to wait until all four corners are engulfed, then we need to wait until the roof collapses. At one particularly repulsive point, those on the scene realize the house has a basement, and an authoritative male voice indicates that the fire crew would not be called in until the fire had burned, quote, burned through the basement, unquote. They were going to let him die. References to the 1993 massacre at Waco, Texas, a murderous 1985 bombing of the MOVE organization in Philadelphia were immediate and will serve as opposing frames for Dorner's death in the days and weeks to come. A murder? Asks Counterpunch. An assassination? A lynching? An execution. 855 453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So a little bit more information from the radio traffic of the police department. But yet the mainstream media is reporting news that, oh, well, this was not intended. We in the police department did not for a moment intend to burn this man's cabin to the ground. It was an accident. But the evidence doesn't show that.
Nope.
At all.
And the mainstream media isn't really doing a great job of keeping this up. I mean, the two wallets, I'm surprised to see that pop up in the mainstream media, really. That's generally something you see swept under the rug.
Well, the wallet thing was days apart, though. So,
not easy to catch. And it's two different news agencies
printed,
as well.
Right. True. I mean, they'd already printed the first claim days earlier. Again, just for our listeners just tuning in, you're talking about how in one report in the L.A. Times, they reported that at the border, his wallet was found.
Correct.
And then now news agencies all over are claiming his wallet was found in the burned home.
Right. 5 days later, next to the burned body.
Right. Yep. So even if it's true that they did find his wallet in there, and we don't know if that's true, they haven't shown a picture of it. Even if it's true that they found the burned wallet in there, how does that explain the wallet down on the southern border?
Strange story.
There's no explanation for that makes any sense.
Actually, the question you need to ask is, how does it explain the report of the wallet on the border?
That's
because
true.
We don't know that there's a wallet on the border. All we know is that there's a report of the wallet.
And we don't know there's a wallet in the cabin either.
And all we know is that there's a report of a wallet in the cabin. And so we don't know anything about anything, frankly.
It's true. We only know what we're told.
And what we're being told is a lot of contradictory stuff and certainly a bunch of lies coming out of the cops.
855-453. Let's continue with your calls. Tony's in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm calling. I know in the military, burner is a slang term that they use for a smoke grenade because they do pop fire out at first.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy being a police officer, he had to know how this was going to happen. I mean, you kill cops, and you know they're going to come after you. Or indifferent. I mean, if you kill a cop, you know.
But they did say burn the effort down. I mean, there were quotes about that.
Well, then that they may have done it on purpose. I mean,
yeah.
they're people too, and they get vindictive just like anybody else.
Sure.
Yeah,
they can get away with it too. You know, they know
if
they get vindictive.
Hopefully, if it's purposeful, it will be found out. But a burner is what because when you pull. Initially, let the spoon go. They did burn it first.
Right, sure. Burn that mother effing house down. I think was another one of the quotes
If they were talking like that, then they need to call in the FBI or somebody from the federal government and do an investigation.
I totally appreciate your insight on this, and I don't want it to be minimized for a second. That because we don't know this information, and you do. So thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate the call. 855-453.
I was wondering, that was something when I was hearing it, you know, the first time I was wondering, is it possible that they call smoke grenades burners? That they call tear gas grenades burners because they burn your eyes? That's what I thought to myself. Mm-hmm. Is it because they burn your eyes? You know, I try to come up with the plausible solution in every one of these situations, but, you know, I've heard the audio here, and it sounds for all the world like they executed that dude with siege tactics.
The Infowars.com story on the wallet situation does have multiple quoted sources. Not just, we mentioned the LA Times earlier and linked to them on our Facebook and Twitter. They also cite Fox News, they cite NBC, they cite UT San Diego. All of these organizations reported that a wallet and identification cards belonging to Dorner were recovered at the San Ysidro Port of Entry, according to a federal complaint filed in Santa Ana. So if that's true, then that's on a federal complaint that's been filed in the court that they found his wallet. It's kind of hard to erase that stuff, right?
Well, where's the other one come from?
More coming up here. 855-453. Allegedly, the police are claiming that. Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Wallets did Christopher Dorner own? Turns out there were 3 reports. We'll tell you more about that here in moments. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line with you tonight. Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. Nemi is in the chat room tonight. That is cam.freetalklive.com. It's all free.
If you want to scour, you know, say national parks or in just the woods in your local area for more of Chris Dorner's wallets, you're going to need some gear. The place to get that gear is at manventureoutpost.com. They've got all kinds of hiking gear. Maybe you're going to want to stay out all night so that you can go farther looking for more wallets. You're going to need tents. You're going to need equipment to be able to cook food over a fire and that kind of thing. They've got it. You don't understand. There are probably people, dangerous people, looking for wallets, of Chris Dorner's wallets also, and you're going to need some accessories for your firearms. They've got it at manventureoutpost.com. They've got everything you're going to need for the outdoor enthusiast in your life. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. It's manventureoutpost.com.
According to Infowars.com and their article about the multiple wallets, there was another wallet, and I appear to have accidentally closed that window, but there was a third wallet that was reported on Thursday. So we told you about the wallet that had been reported that was at the San Ysidro border crossing, and that was, I think, Friday when that information came out. There was actually a filing in federal court on Thursday that claimed that. And then also on Thursday, there was another claim that there was another wallet found, and I can find out where that was again. I think it was in San Diego.
That was a San Diego boat captain said that Dorner had tried to steal his boat to flee. Dorner's wallet and ID cards were found near the border with Mexico.
That was the border one, but there was the other one, which was reported. Here it is. UT San Diego reported here. UT San Diego, apparently some newspaper in San Diego. They, when reporting on the San Ysidro one you were just talking about, in the next paragraph say that they actually say that contradicts with what authorities said on Thursday when it was reported that a shuttle bus driver turned over Dorner's wallet, LAPD police badge, and photo ID to San Diego police after a passerby found them near Lindbergh Field.
And they were also, as I understand, busting doors down in Mexico at a hotel or something looking for Dorner.
In Tijuana.
So, yeah, so it's all very strange.
So then they have allegedly found his wallet in the charred remains of this house that was burning for how long? I mean, they let that sucker burn to the ground, did they not?
They did.
And it seems like a pattern where they just don't want people to talk. Osama bin Laden, really? We had to just go ahead and bury this guy at sea. We couldn't, we couldn't hear what he had to say. We didn't give him a trial. Same with this guy.
By we, you mean the federal government? Because I wasn't involved in those things.
The suggestion is that somehow we're all part of the this one big, happy U.S. America family.
Well, I'm not part of it.
And,
thanks, but no thanks.
Somehow or another that I have some kind of control over what my public servants do. So that's the reason I'm using that terminology.
So we mentioned earlier there was a blurb in another article about the guy who had been carjacked, and Mark, you were thinking it was the same people who had were allegedly tied up.
It sounds
in
like
their
Chris Dorner is doing crimes all over up and down California's coast.
We were talking about how the people who have been who were allegedly kidnapped by Chris Dorner, they were tied up, held in their own home or something like that. You had thought that was the same person. Not the same person. Those people have not been identified yet that I can see. I've been looking for it. I haven't found that information, but I did find some more information about the man who did have his car jacked from him by Chris Dorner, allegedly by Chris Dorner. The story is out of Big Bear, and it's CBSNews.com that has it. A 61-year-old man said multiple murder suspect Christopher Dorner carjacked his truck before the fugitive allegedly killed a sheriff's deputy and barricaded himself inside a Big Bear cabin for several hours. Richard Heltebrake was driving his silver truck near where he worked at a Boy Scout camp when he said the 33-year-old ex-Los Angeles police officer confronted him. He said, "Christopher Dorner jumped out in front of my truck. He apparently had crashed whatever vehicle he was driving," which maybe was from the other two people that he had tied up, "and he stopped me at gunpoint." Heltebrake, who was riding with his Dalmatian, told CBS Los Angeles that he immediately stopped his pickup and raised his hands. He said, "I don't want to hurt you. Just get out and start walking up the road and take your dog with you." The 61-year-old Boy Scout leader and former reserve police officer started to walk away when gunfire erupted. 10 seconds later, he said, there were a bunch of gunshots, which apparently were the deputies that were coming up the road right behind me. I started running through the snow and got behind a tree for some cover and called my deputy friend and told him what had happened. So apparently this was literally moments before everything went down. Heltebrake said he would absolutely pursue the $1 million reward for Dorner's capture. It's not yet confirmed if the charred remains...
Getting car checked gets you get him $1 million.
Might as well try it.
I didn't see no reason not to try it. I just don't see him. From where I sit, he doesn't sound eligible to me.
It's not yet confirmed if the charred remains were found inside a burned-out cabin near Big Bear Lake are Dorner's, according to CBS News correspondent Carter Evans. The cabin went up in flames, as you know. Early Tuesday, two cleaning ladies at a condo in Big Bear discovered a man they say looked like Dorner. He took them hostage, tied them up, and tried to escape, stealing a pair of vehicles. Now, that's a different story, isn't it?
A pair of vehicles is a good trick for a guy.
Right. I guess, you know, when they said it was
Have you ever stole two vehicles at once?
Not at once. Two in one day, though.
Well, no, it says stealing a pair of vehicles, one of them held to brakes along the way.
I see.
Now, when they mentioned a couple earlier...
Why was this guy crashing cars? I mean...
Because he's a crappy driver, Mark.
I guess.
He is a former cop.
That's stupid, Ian. I mean, come on. It doesn't make any sense at all. Why did he crash?
I did laugh.
No, it's interesting, though. We had heard it was a couple that he had tied up. And it's true. If this information is true, it was a couple of maids. Because it makes it sound like it was a couple in their home.
Yes, sure. That's exactly what it sounded like from the first two articles I brought in tonight. It was a married couple or a fiancé kind of deal out in the woods for...
Apparently it was two cleaning ladies.
What do you think they're doing in the woods?
Valentine's Day, you know. Important stuff, Mark, that you won't be doing tomorrow.
Two cleaning ladies at a condominium. Eventually, according to California Fish and Wildlife Lieutenant Patrick Foy, he said the housekeepers surprised Dorner when they showed up and that one of the women eventually managed to break free and called 911. So 855, 453, then they just kind of go into him allegedly barricading himself. So, you know, it sounds like if this guy's report is true, this Richard Heltebrake, if this was indeed Christopher Dorner who had carjacked him, then, you know, it does sound like it could have been him that went up in the blaze. That has yet to be confirmed. And, of course, it'll be the police that make that confirmation. I doubt there'll be any kind of independent investigation.
I think he's going to be the next Elvis that he gets. Because there's being sighted. Right, exactly. Sightings, you know, he's at various scuba shops across the country.
Yeah, he was buying things at a scuba shop before the alleged murders, the first murders.
Oxygen tanks, right?
There were scuba tanks. He had them filled with oxygen, apparently. Who knows?
Sounds like a bunch of black guys are getting executed. Christopher Dorner is bubbling his way off to Catalina.
Could very well be. You know? I mean, what are the odds that the person who hijacked this man and the women at the condo wasn't Christopher Dorner? I don't know.
All I know is that there's a bunch of reports out there that don't sound like they're true at all. And the audio sounds like the cops burned that house down.
That much?
On purpose.
Makes it pretty clear. And we're not going to play the audio for you here, but it wouldn't be hard for you to find it. More coming up. Well, we can probably post it on our Twitter and Facebook. We'll do that here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can connect with us on the phones or online as well. Of course, you can go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there in a variety of different ways. You can also connect to us on the air with Skype. Use username LRN.FM or call us toll free on the SACL CAI toll free lines at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. The Christopher Dorner situation, I think we've exhausted all of the information that we have on this at this point. There's still plenty of other things to talk about, including the Ron Paul controversy, as well as the magazine business just going down the tubes. But we're going to go to your phone calls here in moments. First, want to remind you that you can go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned into the show in a variety of different ways there. You can go and experience the show online. You can do it on radio. You can do it via satellite. So many different options. Listen.freetalklive.com. Mike is on the line in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mike.
Hey, do me a favor real quick and play that glass clinking drink pouring noise.
The glass clinking. Well, you have to understand, I am, while I am running the show, I am not particularly quick on the pull on those things, so I can bring it up, but it will take me just a moment. But what were you calling about?
I was calling, I came across an article on Ars Technica, which is an all right kind of online science.
There you go.
There you go, thank you. I saw an article on Ars Technica, which is a decent online pop science journal, and I posted this article to Mark's Facebook.
I've seen a number of things that are kind of libertarian sounding on there, if I'm recalling correctly.
When it comes to digital rights and privacy, they're very good.
Yeah.
I will give them that. But I saw this article tonight, and I decided to post it for Mark on his timeline because it deals with Bigfoot.
And Mark loves a good Bigfoot story.
I do love a good Bigfoot story.
A good one.
Yep.
Yes, and this the headline is Bigfoot genome paper, quote, conclusively proves that Sasquatch is real.
And the quote is really what it comes down to on this one.
Yes, conclusively proves. And they, the first half of the article, you know, you have to kind of read through it. It gets the history of the journal, and I want to keep this quick so you can touch on other subjects for the rest of the show. But at one point, they talk about they brought in a forensics team, and they used fairly standard forensic techniques on various items that people had discovered or, you know, found out in the wild that were collected scientifically, minimizing contamination, gathering DNA of those who collected the samples to minimize additional contamination. Eventually, it kind of comes down to the author, this is a quote, the author's description of the sequence suggests that it's human DNA interspersed with sequence from some other primate, hence interbreeding with another primate.
We've read that story in the past, yep.
Okay.
Oh, so you guys have already read this before.
Not this particular version of it, but there was a veterinarian who was doing some scientific work on some cryptozoology on the Bigfoot, and she came to that conclusion. And so they're, to some extent, publishing some of her work. But I don't see they published the paper, but it hasn't. There's not like any peer review to it, and I don't think they even have access to the paper, do they?
I was just kind of skimming the story, and I was like, "Hey, as far as technical, they're generally pretty good." And I think that Mark would certainly.
I love the story, but the conclusion sentence is one of the things that I always run to after I had read about a third of the way through the story and hadn't heard anything yet. Is it's impossible to say anything for certain until we can get the sequence analyzed. Hopefully, we'll have an update on that before the week is out. At the moment, though, all indications suggest the Sasquatch hunters are working on a mix of human DNA intermingled with that of some other or several other mammals. So, you know, there's
inconclusive.
At this point, we're at inconclusive.
Mike, anything else you want to share?
As much as I love Bigfoot, and we can point to, his historical things that were definitely Bigfoots, I don't think that we can prove a modern day one at this point.
Well, I will make sure to if ours covers the story in the future, I'll be sure to keep an eye out for you, Mark.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your call tonight.
Give him the glass again, Ian.
I'll get sure. I don't know why he asked for it in the first place.
Because he's been drinking.
Okay. Sorry. I couldn't tell it. He was normally the glass is reserved for people who are obviously inebriated on the show, and I didn't hear that in Mike, so maybe he just wanted to hear a fun sound effect. 855-450-FREE, and then there's our alternate. Yeah, that's not as good.
Yeah, that's just
pouring water. All right, so
there's the isn't the bong one? You've got that one too, right?
Yeah, but that's not really appropriate here.
Okay.
We're not talking about pot-related things. We're going to talk about a little bit more about Ron Paul and this RonPaul.com debacle that is transpiring here. There was news on a different tech website, TechDirt, I think it was, and I do have this, it's TechDirt.com. They, I don't know if they broke the story, but this certainly was one that was paid close attention to because they basically called Ron Paul a hypocrite for going to ICANN and requesting that they take away RonPaul.com from the people who've owned RonPaul.com for several years. And somebody had called in earlier tonight to kind of defend this move, and I'm wondering how the two of you feel about it. I mean, the person running RonPaul.com is not bad-mouthing Ron Paul. You know, the RonPaul.com...
That would be the first thing that I'd want to know. And also, you're making a positive statement for which you cannot back that up.
What's that?
That the people on RonPaul.com are not bad-mouthing
I'm
Ron
on the
Paul.
Site right now, so, and I there's no bad-mouthing of Ron Paul here. There's
I see. Well, you can't find any. But maybe they're saying things that Ron Paul would not like said about himself. You know, I mean, we don't know if there's bigoted stuff on that website. We don't know if there's a conspiracy theory he doesn't want to be associated with on that website. So
Ron Paul does interviews on the Alex Jones show. I don't think he's anybody who's too concerned about being associated with conspiracy theories.
But every time he's very careful about how he words his, what he responds
sure.
to as far as these things go. You haven't seen him put in a bill about 9/11, have you?
No, but then again, I don't pay attention to everything Ron Paul does. I'm looking down here at this list of stories, and, you know, I'm certainly not seeing anything that is anti-Ron Paul in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, so here's my opinion on it. My opinion is if these people were misrepresenting what Ron Paul would like said about himself, then I don't have a problem with using the existing apparatus. I mean, RonPaul.com could very well, in most people's minds, seem like it represents what Ron Paul thinks. So I understand why you might use the court apparatus if you're talking about people being misled. That, to me, is
it does say
legit.
Ron Paul fan site right at the top. Maybe they just changed that. I don't know if that's a new edition or not. I don't know. Nemi, what do you think? Should they be able to take this website from these folks?
I think the horse is already out of the barn. If he was going to have a problem with it, why wasn't he having a problem with it 10 years ago?
The answer to that, according to Lou Rockwell, and this has been posted over at dailypaul.com, Why did Ron wait so long to bring this claim is one of the questions. Lou says he did not feel, because apparently Ron can't answer these questions for himself.
Right.
I don't know if Ron Paul's actually spoken about this. But Lou Rockwell is saying he did not feel he could do so as a public official. Once he became a private citizen again, he was freed. And I think that's bunk.
I think that's actually the opposite of the truth, because as he's a public official, that would be the time to make the move on for ICANN. Or what's the other acronym? WIPO? W-I-P-O?
I'm not sure.
It's the division of the... I've done this great crash course in the last probably hour or so. He's trying to have the organization enforce contract law. That the people who signed up for RonPaul.com signed this contract with ICANN, saying that if they are imitating someone or using someone's... popular, famous personality, that they would be subject to losing that domain name. But again,
sounds
that comes back.
That way.
Well, but again, it comes back to what is the prompting event here? If they reserve.
So you're saying his position is weaker if he's a private person?
Yeah, absolutely. I
would
agree
with
so.
That statement also.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I think personally, he's got bad press is press nonetheless. So he's got press coming in. I agree with Ian. I don't see anything bad here.
Whoa.
But that doesn't preclude them from saying bad things in the future or taking it down and doing what Tom did over in Nashua and completely lambasting the whole movement.
I have what I think should have been done is that Ron Paul should have gone on as, editor or producer or something like that. You know, post stuff on the site, you know, right, get some of his stuff posted on there and, you know, lend his name to the thing. Become, you know, go in with these guys. That's what I think you should.
That would have been a smart move. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Share your thoughts in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The Big Game Hunting Ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Did Ron Paul make a mistake by threatening the owner of RonPaul.com, or owners, I'm not sure who's behind it, but the threatening the owners of the site with taking the site out from under them after they spent years and who knows how much time and effort and money building that site up and making it into something. It's not like some placeholder. There's an actual blog site there with news about Ron Paul and Ron Paul gear and things like that. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE, toll-free. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Or you can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. But that, Ron Paul's not the only politician out there stirring it up. Nemi, you've got a story.
I sure do. A Georgia legislator is infuriated by a critic who photoshopped his head onto the body of a male porn star and has now proposed making such images illegal. Violators would face a $1,000 fine. Now, the quotes here are great.
Only images of him?
No, this is anyone.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, I thought he was only doing, like, for politicians.
Everyone has a right to privacy, Representative Ernest Smith DeAugusta said in an interview with FoxNews.com. No one has a right to make a fun of anyone. It's not a First Amendment right. Let me just say that again, folks. No one has a right to make fun of anyone.
No, wait, what state was this?
It's Georgia. In Georgia.
Okay.
It's not a First Amendment right. The legislation would define defamation to include cases where someone causes an unknowing this is a beautiful sentence, causes an unknowing person wrongfully to be identified as the person in an obscene depiction in such a matter that reasonable person would conclude that the image depicted was that of the person so wrongfully identified. Hmm. If that's not legalese, I don't know what is.
It sounds like legalese.
Oh, my goodness. So if you don't know that someone has put your head on some porn star's body, you could be entitled to compensation. Andre Walker,
I guess you'd have to know,
a blogger at Georgia Unfiltered, has been taunting Smith with images of his face photoshopped, a variety of obscene depictions. I'm doing my part by putting this out there for 4chan and hoping that they do their part. Needless to say, a law making it illegal to Photoshop someone's head on the body of a porn star would face long odds under the Constitution. The First Amendment.
It's going to face. All this is going to do is, have the person who wrote that law be depicted stuck on the bodies of a lot of
people. Yeah, a lot of them, male, female,
whatever.
Donkeys, whatever. Donkeys.
How many days has this story been out?
This came out yesterday.
And what's his name?
No, this came out, 6 p.m. today.
Okay, so what's his name?
Blindingly stupid.
Ernest, E-A-R-N-E-S-T, Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
All right, from Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah, I bet if it's only been since 6 o'clock, there probably aren't too many of them yet, but odds are good this is going to hit 4chan, and there's probably going to be all kinds of images available. So go ahead.
Oh, yeah. It's there. So, I bring this to Pat just because.
just type it in to Google.
Ernest. E-A-R-N-E-S-T Smith
and,
from Georgia.
Okay, so I put, you don't even have to put the G-A after. I had put in quotes around Ernest Smith and then G-A after that.
What's
and
G-A?
the GA for Georgia. But no, if you just type in Ernest Smith, even without quotes, it'll come up with the image. With one image, and I'm sure more are indeed to come. As
well, sure, and I mean, FARC, you hang out on FARC long enough, you see that there are shops like this all the time. They have Photoshop competitions, for God's sake. You know, I just looked at this, it's like, how can you actually get up in the morning and be so dumb as to say, I'm going to go out today and say, you don't have the right to make fun of anybody. You know what? You don't have the freedom of speech in America anymore.
It's just silly. I mean, it's just silly that this guy would... I mean, it's like he didn't realize he was paying a giant target on his forehead by doing this.
I thought you were going to talk about a giant something.
I think he's going to find out.
I don't. You think they'll give him that much credit to give him a giant something?
Here's a story. If you search for Ernest Smith Photoshop and the second result on Google comes up, Pope Hat Contest, everybody Photoshop Georgia State Representative Ernest Smith. And this was actually posted on February 11th. So the story's been around for a little bit longer than that. And
so much for Ars Technica.
Yep, here are a handful of responses right there. Ernest Smith's face on, what is that?
That's
some
David,
famous painting.
David from the Sistine Chapel,
yeah.
Where he's reaching out to God. That is his head on a...
Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, it's Jabba the Hutt.
That looks like Jabba the Hutt.
I thought it was a pile of poop. I can't see very well from this angle, I'm sorry.
So the lawmaker did not provide any specifics of the legislation when contacted by Fox News. After being pressed to provide details, he said, quote, at this juncture, I am not at liberty to share anything with you. I don't have to. If and when this bill passes, we can revisit the issue. And if I choose to give you details at that time, I will. But until then, I don't have to tell you anything.
This guy's a lot of fun.
Oh, I think this is going to... We're going to see him again here in Free Talk Live. So he first introduced this proposal a year ago, and it would make it a misdemeanor offense to alter a photograph that wrongfully depicts someone in an obscene depiction. Position?
Yeah.
Depiction? I don't know.
Sticks my head on somebody else's body.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's good looking, and then that's okay. When asked if he thought his bill
once put me on the put my head on the body of some ripped dude with a surfboard.
Well, there was one that put my head on a bottle of a douche at one point, and we actually at one point we still have it on the Free Talk Live BBS. There's the Photoshops section there where back when we started doing the show before there were so much online about photoshopping and all that we actually had the Photoshops section of our BBS, and we encourage people to make Photoshops of us.
There's animated cans of Manwich. My on-air name used to be Manwich.
I'm actually insulted that FARC.com does not have this. I don't see that. I'm looking down their last 7 days worth of reports.
Look at the Photoshop thread.
I'm looking at all Photoshop threads on FARC, and I'm not seeing it. So shame on FARC.
Should be shocked.
It needs to be on FARC because they have the best Photoshop threads.
Oh sure,
out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. If it hasn't been greenlit yet, it's got to be coming soon.
So is that all?
Yeah, that's
more?
All. Okay. That's all. You know, he just doesn't want to have his head. He's the conductor of his own crazy train. No?
In other news, I mentioned this last night. We didn't get a chance to get it out there, but according to the New York Times, which is also having its own declining subscription problems, the magazine industry is continuing to suffer from declining circulation. Celebrity gossip magazines and young women's titles have taken some of the biggest hits.
Oh, really? Okay.
According to data released by the Alliance for Audited Media on Thursday morning, overall paid and verified circulation of magazines declined slightly by 0.3% in the second half of 2012. But newsstand sales, which are often viewed as the best barometer of how well a magazine is doing, dropped by 8.2%. And again, this is
the second half
of 2012. The figures were far worse for celebrity magazines, which largely suffered double-digit declines. People's newsstand sales dropped by 12.2%, while U.S. Weekly experienced a 14.6% decline. I'm sorry, Us Weekly experienced it's both letters are capitalized.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
It's just
their design, I guess. In Touch Weekly declined by 14.8%, and Life and Style Weekly suffered a 19.1% drop on newsstands. Some young women's magazines like Cosmo and Glamour, which often attract an overlapping audience as celebrity magazines, also suffered major hits. Cosmo had an 18.5% decline in newsstand sales, while Glamour's newsstand sales declined by 14.5%.
Personally, I stopped buying Cosmo because their quizzes, the quality of their quizzes just went through the floor.
I'm thinking, is it possible that young women no longer want 10 helpful tips on how to please their man?
Oh, would that not be the coolest thing ever?
It was like every single issue.
Oh, my God. It would be a beautiful thing, Mark. But unfortunately, I don't think that's happened yet.
I don't really understand that myself. Like, if you wanted to know how to please your partner, whether male or female,
wouldn't you,
ask?
Ask?
Yeah. Hey, I'd like to know what I can do differently or better.
I think that the articles are fine as long as they keep on delivering new content. I think it's just a little laughable. The fact is
how can they deliver new content?
It's completely laughable because it's not new content.
People don't know everything that they don't. It's not new. How could it be new? But I mean, it, you know, change it around a little bit.
But put a bow on it.
People don't know what they want. You need to try new things in order to keep things, you know, spicy. So yeah, that's fine.
John Harrington, industry consultant, said. And this is going to be the obvious here, right, that both categories are suffering because young women can access a lot of similar content online.
They can get their own 10 tips right there online.
They're fighting
write our own.
All the social media and information that's just available in so many places, Harrington said, and that some of the same factors are that their audience are people who are digitally adept and tend to go to social media. While all magazines reported a rise in digital subscribers and the number of average digital magazine copies have more than doubled from the year before, these numbers still make up less than 2.4% of the entire magazine industry's average circulation.
How to please your partner. Number one, listen to Free Talk Live.
Can't hurt.
Make of our own list.
It can hurt. I'm here to tell you, can.
By the way, Family Circle and Women's Day both noted rises in their newsstand sales. Harrington said both magazines had cut back their frequency of publication from 12 times a year. Excuse me, to 12 times a year from 15 times per year. So some magazines are taking the same approach newspapers are and just not putting out their content as often. It's been Ian here with you.
And Emmy.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.